Thank you for calling Our Shop Vibra. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
Yes, hi, Adriana. I had spoken with somebody in your office earlier about switching, but I had to unfreeze my Experian file, which I think I did, so that we can proceed.
Okay.
I didn't do anything yet. I just had some questions and discussed with the person I talked to.
Would you like to start that application process, or do you still have questions or concerns?
No, I could start that application.
Yes, ma'am. And one moment, please.
Surely. Look at this calendar. Look at my calendar.
And may I have that service address, please?
Yes, 17 Mountain View Avenue, Kingston, 12401.
And thank you for providing this information. One moment, please. And just to confirm, this is a residential?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know what plan that you were looking into?
You mean how many gig?
Yes, ma'am.
I think the minimum, the 1,000.
Okay.
I think for two, usually there's not more than two people, maybe three on a phone if I have a guest.
And that's right. And will you like to use our equipment, or do you have your own equipment?
Well, you provide the free equipment, correct?
That's right.
I think I need new equipment. My Spectrum stuff is so old, it's amazing I even have any signal.
Okay.
And I will need a Wi-Fi extender for a outbuilding that's not just up my driveway.
Okay, just one extender.
Well, hopefully that will be it. I've had the only problems I've had, I don't have very good coverage out in the studio, and I bought one online, and it doesn't work very well, so my signal cuts in and out of my little studio.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And were you interested in the home phone service as well?
Not at this point. That's something I have to deal with on a separate.
Okay. And may I ask, do you own or rent your property?
I own it.
And the current Charter Spectrum service that you have, do you know if it's through the air or under the ground?
Oh, I think I don't have any underground wires in this neighborhood.
Okay.
Which is ridiculous, but.
And is the service address the same as the billing address?
Yes.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Surely. my first name is Patricia, even though I go by Patty. It legally should be Patricia, and my last name is Gibbons, G-I-B-B-O-N-S.
Okay. And first name is P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
And may I have a good email address, please?
An email address? Yes. Catskill Paper, CatskillPaper, Catskillpaper at gmail.com.
And I am so sorry. I was only able to get SKILLPAPER. Can I have to repeat the first part?
Okay. Yeah, Catskillpaper at gmail.
Is that K A T?
No, C A T, like the Catskill Mountains. Sorry.
Okay. So that's CatskillPaper at gmail.com.
Yes.
And may I have a good telephone number, please?
I'm going to give you two numbers. I still have a landline, and that is 845-339-5056. And should I give you my cell phone, too?
Yes, if you'd like to provide your cell phone.
Yeah, I don't usually have my ringer on, but I'll give you my cell, which is 845-901-0456.
Okay. And can we contact you by email, by text, or by phone?
Yes. Any of those. Text is best and email is best.
Yes, sir. Okay, and for the phone, for us to contact you by phone, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automatic or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at this telephone number that you provided?
What would you call me for? Well, for
If it's any automatic or pre-recorded, it'll probably be to inform you of an outage in your area or to inform you when that outage is out back
that's
in.
That's fine. Yes.
Okay. And for emails, if you wish to be contacted by email as well, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email?
No, I don't need special offers unless it's just from Archtop itself.
Yes, it would just be from Archtop.
Just be from Archtop? Yeah,
yes.
That's fine.
Okay. And for text message, Archtop Fiber can notify customers via text message with important information like install appointments, updates, and other status billing. Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, and most likely you're probably informed of this when you spoke to the last agent, but as part of the process, we'll need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say that you are, and also to see if there is a $50 deposit required for this install.
Right. Yeah, that's fine. I hopefully it's unfrozen. I just went into Experience and unfroze it.
Okay. And one moment, please. bear with me one moment, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm multitasking. Mama's having her surgery today, hon. I didn't know it was today.
And I do apologize. May I have you repeat, re-spell your last name out for me one more time, please?
Sure. My last name, G as in good, I as in icicle, B as in boy, B as in boy, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, Gibbons.
And may I have that social security number, please?
Surely. 050-546650.
And may I have that phone number one more time?
I'll give you my home number, the landline, 845-339-5056, because I've had that forever.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so we've done that soft credit check, and we see here that no deposit is required.
Mm-hmm. I figured because my credit's pretty good.
Yes, sir. And let's see. Okay, and with Archtop Fiber, we offer discounts for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to sign up for that?
I have to do that for the $69.99 fee,
yes.
Right?
That's right.
Yes, I do.
Okay, and I see here that you get more of a discount for paperless billing instead of the auto pay. It gives you a 10%, $10 off for paperless.
Mm-hmm.
And the auto pay together. Let's see.
Let me just find my checkbook.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to need the checkbook, right? With
yes,
the numbers
sir.
And all
the
that.
Routing number and the account number.
Yep. I just had that, of course, you know. It, here it is. Okay. I'm all set.
May I start with the routing number first, please?
Sure. 221-976-243.
And then account number?
41003320401.
Okay, and the name on the card?
It's Patricia A. Gibbons. Do you need the joint person's name too? My husband?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
And
Are
just to
you count?
reconfirm, that's GIBBSON.
No. GIBBONS. Gibbons.
ONS. I'm so sorry. And may I ask, how did you hear about Arch Fiber?
Oh, you guys were in our neighborhood installing, and I've been getting mailings, and I've done some homework and Facebook queries, et cetera. So, and then you sent a postcard in the mail.
Okay. And do you have any details or information about your home that our installers should be aware of before arriving at the location?
It's a red brown house with an orange door and a stone wall out front. Easy to find me. The number is on the house, although it's kind of brassy, so it doesn't read well against the red.
Okay.
I have an orange door. Nobody else in King. Well, maybe somebody else in Kingston's got an orange door. And when they call, come to the side door, which is up the driveway. We don't use our front steps.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and do you have any questions or comments for the technician?
No, somebody will be here, and if I have any questions, I guess I can ask him then.
Okay, and before submitting this application, we are required to inform you that any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. Archtop will provide a return kit to send all equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment within 30 days of the termination service. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of conditions or billing questions in general, please visit our website, archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statement and pay your bill online by setting up an eCare account, which you are automatically enrolled when using the email address provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of services as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirements to resolve most types of disputes throughout arbitration? Okay.
Yeah, that's all fine. I do have a question. When do I get rid of Spectrum? The day you install and make sure it's all here, and then I call them and stop service? How does that work?
Okay, so I'm showing here that we can get you installed around the 25th, which is next Friday.
Okay.
So if you, let's see if you'll like to do on Friday or maybe that following Monday. I would say maybe check to see Did you recently just pay your Spectrum
Oh,
bill?
I don't know. I'd have to look and see what it is.
Okay. Will you like to do Friday the 25th, or will you like to do?
What time on Friday the 25th? I do have to bring my car in for tires at 10 in the morning.
We
Although,
can do, it's usually about an hour install. We can do 8 o'clock, where you're going to be gone at 10, 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock.
all right, let's do 1 o'clock.
Okay.
This way I will be home. I'm just having my tires rotated on my car, but you know,
Yes,
that could take an hour and a half, even though it's quick. So I
yes,
have it
ma'am.
down for 1 o'clock on the 25th.
Okay, we got that down for 1 o'clock on the 25th, and
Okay.
we will call you once we're on our way to let you know.
Okay. And call the home phone first, which is the 339-5056 number.
Yes, ma'am. We've put that down as the primary
Okay.
contact.
Okay. I mean, someday that may go away because I know phone things are changing. I don't know, but in the meantime, that's still good.
Yes, ma'am. And also, check your emails for instructions on how to create your eCare account to manage your service as well. Yes,
Okay.
ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Don't think so. I think we have it all, everything, the ball is rolling. So anyway, but I don't want to drop the Spectrum thing. So I probably should hold on, not schedule anything until I'm sure everything's up and running, and then go from there. Right.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead and still keep that 25th of
Yes,
October, or
yes, yes.
okay?
That's fine. I just don't know what is the process with Spectrum. Do I call them and tell them to cut the service once you guys have installed me?
You can. As far as I'm aware with Spectrum, I've seen where you can get the service interrupted or stop right there and then. Or sometimes it can take about 24 hours. So if you like to call them on the 24th, tell them that you're stopping service and to stop it on the 25th. Maybe by lunchtime, the service is cut off with them, and then you can
Yeah,
do your
I
return
think I'll,
equipment.
yeah, I kind of will wait because what happens if you guys can't come for some reason and then I have nothing?
Okay.
So I'll wait to make sure everything's installed and working and then I can tell them to cut the
Yes.
cord.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That's the option as well.
Okay, yeah, that's the smarter one because I don't want to be left without. We have such poor cell service in the city that I'd be stuck.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. So if you like to do it that way, that's perfectly fine as well.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll do that. I'll wait till you install.
Yes, sir. Is there any other questions or concerns you might have today?
Oh, excuse me. I think I'm good.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Adrienne. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.